Thank you.
This
morning we are going to look at Acts chapter 6, reading from verses 1 to 15. And Michael will read to us in Mandarin. And those of us who know English, of course, we will make reference to it as we go along.
所以今天早上又跟大家分享的乃是从使徒行状第六章第一节到十五节啊，我又先用中文读一遍，然后英文就可以看圣经。使徒行状第六章第一节，那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒就众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理放肆，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理治事，但我们又专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了使提坊，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又卷卷腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加拿、提门、巴米纳，并进犹太教的安提亚人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道兴旺起来。在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，有许多祭司信从了这道。使提坊满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。当时有称利百地拿会堂的几个人，并有古利奈、亚历山泰、基利加、亚西亚各聚会各处会堂的几个人，都起来和使提坊辩论。使提坊是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住，就买了人来说，我们听见他说谤主摩西和神的话。他们又冲动百姓、长老并文士，就忽然来捉拿他，把他带到公会去，设下假见证说，这个人说话不住的召见圣所和律法。我们曾听见他说，这拿撒勒人耶稣又毁坏自地，也又改变摩西所交给我们的规条。在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
Stephen was a layman, an extraordinary layman, a servant of God.
史提凡是一个平凡的人，但他一个非常不一样的平凡的人，他是神的仆人。
He was a layman just like you and me.
他跟你和我一样是普通的人。
Yet in the scripture that was read to us, we see five life-changing descriptions mentioned about Stephen.
但是在我们刚才所读的圣经里面，我们却看见里面说了五点使提坊非常不一样的特点。
Two are found in verse 3.
有两点是在第三节那里。
Full of spirit and wisdom.
乃是被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
One is found in verse 5.
另一处是在第五节。
Full of faith.
是大有信心。
Two found in verse 8.
又两处在第八节。
Full of God's grace and power.
乃是满得恩惠和能力。
Now let us remember Stephen.Was not an apostle like Paul.
让我们记住，使提坊他不是一位使徒，像保罗一样。
But he was an ordinary man from the rank and file like you and me.
他乃是在聚会中像你我一样一位弟兄。
And since Stephen was an ordinary man like you and me,
既然使提坊像你我一样的。
And he was able to live life to the fullest.
但是他却能够把主的生命的丰满活出来。
It is possible for each one of us to do the same.
那这样看来，我们每一个人也能够活出这丰满的生命来。
This is what Jesus declared his reason for coming into this world in John chapter 10 and verse 10.
这是耶稣在约翰福音十章十节说到他来到世上的目的。
Where he says, I have come that they may have life.
我来是要叫你们得生命。
And have it to the full.
得着更丰盛的生命。
It's God's plan and God's purpose that each one of us should live life to the fullest as Stephen did.
神的旨意和神的心意那就叫我们每一个人能像史蒂芬一样的将生命的丰盛活出来。
But often, this is not the case with us.
但我们看自己却常常不是这个情形的。
What was normal Christian living in the book of Acts has now become abnormal for many of us in the 21st century.
好像在圣经使徒习状里面所描述的正常基督徒新生活，今天在这21世纪人却觉得不正常。
Today's Christians seem to be exempt from the kind of spirit-filled living.
好像今天的基督徒觉得他们可以活出一个不被圣灵充满的生命来。
Often, defeat is the experience of the average believer today.
好像每一个平常的基督徒常常经历的乃是失败。
We are not, as Paul declared in Romans 8:37, more than conquerors through him that loved us.
我们不像保罗在罗马书所描述的，借着爱我们的主耶稣基督，我们是得胜有余了。
On the contrary, what is the fullness that characterizes so many people in the world today?
那么作为一个对比，今天在世界上的人，他们的光景是怎样呢？
It is full of bitterness.
他们心中充满了苦毒。
Jealousy.
充满了嫉妒。
Lying,
充满了谎言
self-centeredness,
他们所有的乃是自我为中心
fearfulness,
他们也心中充满了害怕
resentfulness,
他们也常常有逃避的思想
What do you think would happen today if each one of us would exchange the fullness I've just mentioned with the glorious fullness that Luke talks about here?
如果我对你说，你在世界中的这一切啊，这一切的痛苦，能够跟使徒行状这里使提房丰盛生命做一个对话，你愿不愿意呢
？Namely, full of spirit and wisdom,
充被圣灵充满，满有智慧
；full of faith,
大有信心
；full of God's grace and power,
满有神的恩惠和能力。
Such an experience, I believe, would not only revolutionize our lives.
我觉得如果有这样的经历，将是改革性来改变我们的生命。
But it would energize our churches into becoming what the Church of Jerusalem became in the first century.
那这样也会给教会带来新的生命和力量，像在第一世纪的耶路撒冷教会一样的兴旺。
When it literally turned the world upside down,
他耶路撒冷的教会那是真正的使这个世界颠倒过来。
In Acts chapter 6 and 7, we get a glimpse of this ordinary man called Stephen.
在使徒行状第六章、第七章里面我们可以了解到史提芳这个人
who lived life to the fullest,
他是把丰盛的生命活出来了
and such a life of fullness is possible and available to each one of us as believers
而我们作为信徒这丰盛的生命是我们每一个人都能够经历和活出来的
First of all, Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit
首先使提房他是被圣灵充满
Verse 5 says they chose Stephen a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit
在第五节说 大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了史提反，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
Stephen was able to live life to the fullest because he was full of the Holy Spirit.
史提反能够活出丰盛的生命来，因为他是被圣灵充满的人。
And that fact alone made it possible for him to be full of wisdom.
而因这一点，也使到史提反满有智慧。
Full of faith, grace, and power.
满有大有信心，也有神的恩惠和能力。
All of these spiritual graces stem from the Holy Spirit's fullness.
这一切的属灵的果子，都是从被圣灵充满中出来的。
Which is something that permeates and pervades the whole personality of one's life.
在一个人的生命中，乃是穿透到每这一个人的生命里面去的。
Now, what does Luke mean by full of the Holy Spirit?
那路加在这里讲到被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
It does not mean that Stephen was living a sinless life.
这里并不是说使提反活出一个无有无罪的生命。
It does not mean that he was beyond the stage of being tempted.
也不是说使提反就再也不会受试探。
It does not mean that he had some kind of emotional or sensational feeling in him.
被圣灵充满也不是说使提反也有什么特别的情感上的动荡和经历。
The fullness of the Holy Spirit may be your experience even while you're passing through a period of sickness.
当你生病的时候，你也能够在生病当中经历被圣灵的充满。
Or a period of suffering or trial for the cause of Jesus Christ.
或者因为主而受苦而逼迫中可以经历到。
There was a theologian by the name of Dr. Schaeffer.
有一位叫薛弗博士的神学者。
And he was right when he rendered Paul's words in Ephesians 5:18.
当他把保罗在以弗所书五章八节那个重新的那个翻译过来。
Ephesians 5:18 says, Be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书五章在十八节那里说，乃又被圣灵充满。
And Dr. Schaeffer puts it, Be ye being spirit controlled.
而薛弗博士乃是说，你们又被圣灵所掌握。
And this is precisely the kind of man we see in Stephen.
而这也是我们在史提反身上所看见的。
He was under the control of the Holy Spirit.
他是在圣灵的掌控之下。
He consented for the Spirit of God to take control of every aspect of his life.
他乃是让圣灵来掌控他生活中的每一个方面。
His decisions.
他一切的决定，所做的决定。
His speech.
他所说的话。
His choices.
他所做的选择
，His habits，
他所有的习惯
，His appetite，
他所有的胃口
，His activities，
他所有的活动
，His everything without any reservation，
他生活中的各方面毫无保留的交在圣灵的掌管之中。
And friends， that is what it means when we are filled with the Holy Spirit。
而亲爱的朋友。被圣灵充满就是这样的一个光景。
The Holy Spirit with our consent controls every aspect of our life.
圣灵因着我们愿意的心，它能够掌握我们生命中的每一个方面。
If I'm making plans for my life without the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
如果我在生活中做了一些决定，没有圣灵的引导，
or the principles of God's word，
也没有跟从神圣经中的教训，
then I'm not filled with the Holy Spirit。
那这样我不是被圣灵充满。
If you are holding grudges，
如果你心中有埋怨
or displaying behavior contrary to the mind of Christ,
或是你的习惯行为与基督的心相反
then you can be certain that you are not filled with the Spirit of God.
那你会很清楚知道自己没有被圣灵充满。
You will never find a spirit-filled Christian living only to please himself or herself.
一个被圣灵充满的基督徒，你不可能发现他是在为自己而活，取悦自己的。
Or allowing their passions to run wild without being disciplined, regulated, and mastered.
而没有不会让他们心中的欲望和想法不被操练、控制和掌握的。
We are reminded of Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 6:20.
我保罗在哥林多前书那里有说过这样的话。
Where he said, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?"
岂不知你们的身体是圣灵的殿吗
？Who is in you?
他住在你们里面。
You were bought with a price.
你们是重价所买回来的。
Therefore, honor God with your body.
所以又在你们的身上荣耀神。
Stephen, a layman, was spirit-filled.
史提凡作为一个平常的信徒，他被圣灵充满。
And the question is, are you spirit-filled person this morning?
我又问你的一个问题。就是今天早晨你是不是一个被圣灵充满的信徒呢
Have you experienced this crisis in your life?
你在你生活中有没有遇见危机呢
It means that you honestly face up to the fact that you do not belong to yourself.
则在那个情形之下你觉得自己都不能觉得自己好像 失控了。
Secondly, you recognize the truth that you belong to the God who created you and owns you by an act of redemption.
但同时你也记起了你是属乎神，那创造了你，救赎了你的神。
Thirdly, that old uncrucified self of yours, which is constantly battling the Holy Spirit's control over you,Your life must be put to death on the cross.
而又发现你自己的肉体之中时常的抵挡圣灵的引导和教导，所以必须被钉死在十字架上。
And when we do that, by the power of Christ, we shall begin to experience what Stephen did.
如果我们是让主来对付我们，我们将会开始经历史提坊所经历到的。
Flood tide living,
乃是被圣灵充满的生活。
Secondly, not only was Stephen filled with the Holy Spirit, but he was full of wisdom.
使提王不止被圣灵充满，他也蛮有智慧。
Verse 3, brothers, choose 7 men among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom.
第三节。所以弟兄们当从你们中间选出七个有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人
Stephen was given what Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17
史提法乃是像保罗在以弗所书一章十七节讲到的
A spirit of wisdom and of revelation
乃是有着神所赐给人的智慧和启示的灵
In the knowledge of him
乃是以认识主耶稣基督知识上
having the eyes of your hearts enlightened
使你们真知道他并且照明你们心中的眼睛
Even the learned Jews from the synagogue could not challenge Stephen
那些文士和法利赛人从这个犹太会堂里的人他们都不能够跟史提坊辩驳
Verse 10 says but they could not stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke
第十节，使提方是以智慧圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。
From these words, we realize that Stephen was endowed by God with a discerning mind.
从这一节圣经，我们看见使提方他乃至他的心思是能够清楚的分辨。
A keen insight and spiritual perception.
乃是能够一个分辨啊的心思，敏锐的见解和有属灵的直觉。
Into the deeper things of God's word.
特别是对神深奥的事跟神的道。
It is what we may call wisdom through the word.
我们也能够称之乃是智话语上的智慧。
Look at the unbelievable knowledge Stephen had of the Old Testament scriptures.
我们看见使提方对旧约圣经是有何等深的认识。
As is unfolded to us in Acts chapter 7.
也是在使徒行状第七章里面向我们打开了。
Acts 7 contains the longest recorded message in the book of Acts.
我们发现使徒行状第七章乃是圣经中所记载最长的讲章，是使徒行状中最长的讲章。
And in this powerful discourse that Stephen gave to the leaders of the temple in Jerusalem,
而这是使提方对着在耶路撒冷那些啊掌权的人所说的。
He outlined Israel's past history as recorded in the Old Testament.
他将旧约圣经中所记载下来以色列人的历史跟他们讲明了。
Now here, instead of presenting a legal defense of himself,
使提方在这里没有是在啊这个刑法上来为自己辩护。
Although he touched on the accusations made against him,
虽然他有提到人是怎样的来控告他。
The thrust of his message,
但是他的信心里面的中心
was about the unfolding of God's purpose through the patriarchs.
乃是神借着使以色列十个支派来打开他的计划。
Through Moses and through Israel with a deliverance from the Red Sea.
乃是借着摩西带领以色列人过了红海。
And her formation into a chosen nation.
而使他们成为一个被拣选的民族。
Although Stephen was a layman,
虽然使提方是一个平常的信徒，
he was a layman whose mind was saturated with a deep understanding and penetrating knowledge of God's holy word.
他虽然是一个平常的信徒，但是他心中所充满的乃是神的道和神的智慧。
He was a man who knew the Bible.
他是一个认识圣经的人。
And listen, friends,
亲爱的朋友请听。
If you desire to live life to the fullest,
你若是愿意活出一个丰盛的生命。
If you want to be knowledgeable and wise in the things of God,
你若要在神的事情上有智慧有聪明。
If you long to understand Christian truth,
你心中渴慕又认识基督的道理真理。
Then you have to allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten you.
那你需要圣灵的光来照亮你。
To enlighten your mind to those spiritual matters as found in the Word of God.
将圣经中在圣经中所属神的事向你启示出来。
Isn't that precisely what Jesus did when Satan tempted him?
当耶稣被受撒旦试探的时候，主耶稣也不是这样的吗？
He quoted scripture from the book of Deuteronomy.
主耶稣乃是引用了《生命记》中的圣经。
And this is exactly what you and I must do when Satan the shifter begins to tempt us.
所以当撒旦这个帅物子又来帅我们的时候，我们也应该这样来抵挡他。
If we are to defeat the devil,
我们若要胜过魔鬼，
we must know and use the word of God.
我们必须认识圣经，引用神的道。
Stephen has set the pattern for us to follow.
使提坊为我们立下了一个榜样，让我们能够跟随。
The psalmist declares in Psalm 119 verse 11.
在诗篇第119篇11节。
I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you.
11节，诗篇119篇11节，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
We need to study the Bible systematically and regularly.
我们必须非常有规律的来学习圣经，而经常的学习圣经。
Nothing less than this will enable us to grasp the mind of Christ.
若不是这样的话，我们很难明白基督的心思。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit regarding a certain path to follow or issue to face.
或者认识到圣灵怎样的带领我们来处理一些事情。
Or a decision to make.
或者需要做一个怎样的决定。
Right now, there is a big issue of same-sex marriage.
好像现今有一个非常大的决定，就是是不是支持同性恋和婚姻合法化。
Unfortunately, many churches have told their congregation to vote according to their conscience.
可怜的是，很多教会他们都只是叫自己的信徒照着自己的良心去投出这一票。
But if you study the Word of God and you know the Word of God, you will know how to vote.
那你若是学习神的圣经，认识神的道，那你就清楚的知道该怎样去投票。
Because the Bible has clear directions and teaching on same-sex marriage.
因为圣经里面有非常清楚教导关于同性恋啊婚姻法。
If we read the Bible superficially,
若是我们读圣经 的态度只是表面性的
，spasmodically and haphazardly,
或者我们的态度乃是随着发作性的或者偶然性的去读圣经
，we will never know God's will on a certain thing.
我们是不可能清楚地认识神在一件事情上是怎样的带领。
Or what the whole tenor of Scripture teaches about a certain thing.
或者明白整本圣经所教导的中心。
Let's not forget Satan cleverly and wrongfully uses portions of the Bible.
但让我们不要忘记，撒旦他也会错误性地来引用圣经。
To prove his own point.
他乃是让引用圣经来维持他的观点。
It is here that we need to be extremely careful.
所以在这一方面，我们必须非常非常的小心。
Thirdly, Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit and had wisdom, but thirdly, he was also a man full of faith.
使提坊不止被圣灵充满蛮有智慧，被智慧充满，他也大有信心。
Verse 5 says, they chose Stephen, a man full of faith.
在第五节，他们选了使提坊，乃是大有信心的人。
The question arises, what does Luke mean by the phrase full of faith?
我们又问了一个问题，是路加在这里说他大有信心，到底是什么意思？
Now, when he uses the word faith to describe Stephen, he is not thinking about the faith so as to believing and receiving a thing.
我们知道，路加在这里讲到使提坊大有信心，并不是指他相信接受耶稣这件事的。
But faith as an accomplishing and achieving thing.
但大有信心乃是他一个能够行出来做得到的 行为。
From the New Testament perspective, faith is the hand that takes from God all that Christ has provided for us by means of his death on the cross.
信心在新约圣经里面讲的，乃是因着耶稣基督在十字架上替我们而死，所成就赐给神赐到我们手中的，我们所相信接受。
Our new life in Christ.
我们在基督里新的生命。
The forgiveness of our sins.
我们罪的赦免。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵的能力在我们身上。
A new purpose for living.
我们生活中有新的目标和追求。
And a glorious future home in heaven.
我们也知道在天上我有我们荣耀的家。
These are precious gifts that God has for us in Christ.
这一切都是神在基督里所赐给我们的。
We receive them totally in faith.
我们凭着信心可以把这一切都接受来。
But on the other hand, when it comes to this man Stephen,
但在另外一方面讲到史提房，
faith was not only a believing thing,
信心不只是相信而已。
But it was an accomplishing thing.
而信心乃是一个成功的。
It conquered things.
是能够胜过的。
It achieved the impossible.
他能够做那本来做不到的。
Stephen was more than a talker.
史提王不只是一个会说话的人。
He was a doer.
他也是个有行动的人。
He got things done.
他能够把事情办完了，办好了。
Verse 8 says he did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people.
在第八节说到史提房在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
Or as another version says, Stephen performed amazing miracles and signs among the people.
就是在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
In God's great Hall of Fame chapter in Hebrews 11,
在希伯来书第十一章那里讲到那些信心的英雄。
We read of scores of God's people who accomplished unbelievable things.
我们在那里读到很长的很多人的名字，讲到他们完成了不可能的事情。
All because of their believing and achieving faith.
那是因此他们有相信而去行动的信心。
People who are preoccupied with the unimportant,
人如果只是注意那些不重要的事，
who major on minor issues,
他们所注意的是小的事情，
who invent and cause problems,
或者一直在那里思想怎样制造更多的麻烦，
who get sidetracked,
或者很容易就被引偏离的，
will never experience this achieving faith.
他们将不可能经历这个能够行出来的信心。
Like Stephen, they must learn to live above the pettiness.
他们又像史提房一样，乃是又活在这一切的上面。
And the insignificance of the day.
而乃是远超过每日中那些不重要的事之上。
They must have the same spirit as William Carey had.
就像 William Carey 所有的灵一样。
He was a famous missionary to India.
他是被差遣到印度去的一个宣道者。
And this is what he said.
而他说了这样的话。
Attempt great things for God.
为神又做大的事情。
Expect great things from God.
也又期望神做大事。
If we have deacons like that in our churches,
如果在我们教会当中有这样大有信心的执事，
members like that in our churches,
在我们当中的信徒也有这样的信心，
leaders like that in our churches,
在教会领袖中也有这样的信心，
together we can achieve great things for God.
我们一起，这个教会就能够一起来为神做大的事情。
Accomplishing faith is what we need today.
能够做出来、行出来、成就的信心，是我们今天所需要的。
Stephen did as he lived life to the fullest.
史提房他行出来了，他将丰盛的生命活出来。
By responding wholeheartedly to the work of God.
他乃是全心全意的 对神的话语做出了回应。
Now our work for God may not be sensational.
很多时候我们为神工作有可能不是使你很喜乐的。
It may be something small.
可能是小的事情。
But if it's done for the glory of God and for the promotion of His kingdom,
当做事为着神的荣耀和为着他国度的增长而做，
then we like Stephen will be living our lives out of the overflow.
我们也会像使提法一样的活出丰盛满意的生命。
I trust that each one of us will start witnessing and working for Christ right where you are.
我盼望我们当中每一个人能够开始的为主做见证，从而传扬主的福音。
Fourthly, Stephen in living life to the fullest.
第四点，使提法活出这丰盛的生命。
Was not only filled with the Holy Spirit, wisdom and faith.
他不只是被圣灵充满，有智慧，大有信心。
But he was a man full of grace.
他也是一个满有恩惠的人。
Verse 8 in the NIV reads, Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace.
在第八节那里说到，使提法是一个满有神恩典的人。
Now most of the time when Paul uses the word grace,
很多时候当保罗用恩典这个词，
It means the free, unmerited and undeserved favor of God.
他乃是说到我们不配得着了，神白白赐给我们的恩典。
But as used by Luke in verse 8,
当路加在使徒行传第六章第八节却这样引用了，
It means gracefulness, lowlinessand beauty of one's speech.
他这里讲到了好像是一个人他说话时蛮有恩慈的样式。
Like when Luke wrote these words about Jesus.
就如路加用这样的话来描述主耶稣。
In Luke 4:22.
在路加福音第四章二十二节。
And all bear him witness.And all bear him witness. 4:22.
并稀奇他口所出的恩言。
And wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth.
众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言。
After Stephen encountered God's converting grace,
当使提法经历了神能够拯救他的恩典，
it wasn't long before God's beautifying grace began working in his heart.
而神使他变得更美的恩典也在他心中开始工作。
The end result being a disposition and countenance like that of his master.
这结果呢，就是他的性格和面容都向着他的主。
Stephen developed a radiant personality.
我们发现使提法他的性格是充满着喜乐的。
People wanted to be around him.
大家都喜欢在他周围。
As his whole personality and presence radiated the beauty and graciousness of Jesus Christ.
因为他整个的性格和面貌都是将主的荣光给表现出来。
This radiancy on the countenance of Stephen was seen even by his accusers.
而他这样的面貌也是受被那些控告他的人所看见的。
Verse 15 we read, All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen.And they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
第十五节，在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
Friends, has your life undergone this kind of loveliness and attractiveness.
亲爱的朋友，你的性格，你的面貌，也是不是这样的吸引人呢？
Which so characterized the life of Stephen.
而像史提坊这里所描述的一样。
It was nothing more than the radiance of Christ.
这一切都是把基督的荣光彰显出来。
Shining through his whole presence and personality.
那是在他自己的性格和面貌上表明出来。
If this happens to you,
如果这是发生在你身上的，
it will certainly attract your friends and even your enemies too.
他不只有吸引你的朋友，也有吸引你的敌人。
He'll be attracted to Christ through you.
他们会借着你被基督所吸引。
It will cause them to say, I want to be like so and so.
他们会说，我盼望能够像某某人。
And finally, in living life to the fullest,
在最后一点，史提坊活出他丰盛的生命。
Stephen was full of power.
史提坊也是蛮有能力的。
Verse 8, now Stephen, a man full of power.
史提坊满得恩惠能力。
Now the world has become fascinated with power.
今天这个世界大家都想有能力。
We look at Iran and North Korea.
我们看见北韩，我们看伊朗。
And they all wanting to have nuclear power.
他们都想有核能力。
We are a power conscious people.
我们人都有这样又得着能力 的感觉。
We have the power of machines.
我们用机器的能力。
We have the power of missiles.
我们用导弹的能力。
We have all kinds of power by modern men.
今天新世界的人他们都有追求能力。
Unfortunately, even in churches, some churches, people are craving for power.
可怜的是在一些教会当中里面的人也在追求能力。
But in all of this conglomeration of power,
但在这些人里面想要聚集他的能力，
many of us believers have not experienced the kind of power that Stephen possessed.
但是许多的信徒却没有经历到史提坊所经历的能力。
It is the power that enables us to live as God intends for his children.
因为所赐给史提坊的能力乃是神赐给他每一个儿女的能力，活出他的心意来。
It is the power that enables and gives us the ability to overcome such destructive sins.
这个能力使我们能够胜过毁灭我们的罪。
Such as fearfulness.
好像心中的害怕。
Self-centeredness.
自己的自私自利。
Bitterness.
里面心中的苦毒。
Resentfulness.
我们心中的埋怨。
And a host of others which characterize so many of us.
很多很多其他的描述是适应在我们身上的。
Stephen was indisputably filled with such power.
但史提坊是毫无争议的，却被神的能力所充满。
Firstly, notice he had the power to witness for Christ.
首先我们看见他的能力使到他能够为主耶稣做见证。
The secret of such power is found in the promise of Jesus to those discouraged and defeated disciples of his.
而我们发现这个能力也是当主耶稣向他那些灰心门徒所说过应许的。
Which we find in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8.
我们是在使徒行传第一章第八节。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you will be my witnesses.
你将又为我做见证。
The powerful witness Stephen gave in Acts chapter 7.
史提坊在使徒行传第七章做了大有能力的见证。
Before the antagonistic members of the court.
乃是在这个公会里面掌权的人面前。
Was literally a fulfillment of that power.
那我们看见乃是 真正的显出那见证的能力来。
His courageous and convicting witness exposed the evil motives of the hostile leaders of the temple.
他那勇敢而突刺的见证，乃是深深的刺痛那些掌权者的心。
Secondly, he had the power to endure.
还有他的能力带给他忍耐。
In the midst of his witness, notice what Stephen had to endure.
在他做见证的经历当中，我们看见史提凡他所有忍受的。
You only have to look at chapter 7, verses 54, 57, and 58.
你只需要读到第七章里面的从57节到58节。
When they heard this, they were furious and gashed their teeth at him.
众人听见大声喊救，捂着耳朵齐心涌上前去。
They covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices.
他们把耳朵都捂起来了，而又大声的喊救。
They all rushed at him.
他们都齐心的举上去。
Dragged him out of the city.
又把他推到城外
and began to stone him.
开始用石头砸他。
But notice Stephen did not retaliate.
那你有发现史提凡在这里没有任何的反抗。
He did not talk back.
他也没有任何的辩驳。
Nor did he try to defend himself.
他没有想到又来保护自己。
He simply endured it as Jesus did on the cross.
他乃是像他的主耶稣在十字架上所忍受的，他也忍受了这一切。
We read of his amazing reaction in verses 55 and 56.
我们又在55节跟56节读到史提凡非常奇妙的回应。
But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven.
史提凡反被圣灵充满，定睛望天。
And saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
He said, I see heaven open.
他说，我看见天开了。
And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
人子站在神的右边。
You know, though Jesus is normally seated at the right hand of his Father,
我们在圣经其他一处说耶稣本来是坐在神的右边的。
Here he is in a standing position,
但是在这里耶稣却站起来了。
Ready to welcome Stephen home,
已经准备又来欢迎史提凡回家。
Thirdly, the Holy Spirit gave Stephen the power to forgive.
第三点是圣灵赐给他的能力，使到史提凡能够饶恕别人。
In words reminiscent of his master, we read in verse 60.
我们像他的主他的主一样的，在六十节说过同样的话。
Then he fell on his knees and cried out.
他跪下，大声喊着说
，Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
When he had said this, he fell asleep.
说了这话就睡了。
As Stephen died, he asked God to forgive his murderers of their terrible crime.
当史提凡被杀害的时候，他却是祈求神赦免那些谋害他的人。
Such a forgiving spirit comes only through the power.Of the Holy Spirit.
这样能够饶恕别人的能力，乃是从圣灵的能力来的。
And friends, that same forgiving spirit is available to each one of us by the Spirit of the Living God.
所以亲爱的朋友，同样的饶恕别人的这个能力，也能够借着圣灵赐给我们每一个人。
The believer's power is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit within.
一个信徒身上的能力都是来自住在他们里面圣灵的能力。
The believer has no spiritual power of himself.
一个信徒自己是没有属灵的能力的。
The power is of the Holy Spirit alone.
一切的能力都是从圣灵来的。
The Holy Spirit is the divine presence.
圣灵乃是神与我们同在的见证。
The divine force.
是神的能力。
The divine strength.
乃是神的力量。
The divine power.
是神的能力。
The divine might.
也是神的大能。
The divine energy.
也是神所给我们的精力。
Who lives and acts through the believer.
乃是借着圣徒活出来，表明出来。
Through you and through me，
就是通过你，也通过我。
The Holy Spirit is the one who influences，
圣灵乃是那一位又影响我们的。
The one who controls，
他也能够掌握我们。
The one who produces，
他也在我们里面能够制造出来。
The one who gives effect，
他也能够使到有效果。
To the work of God both within and through the believer.
不只是神在我们里面的工作，也应用在神借我们所做的工作上。
It is not man.
不是人自己。
But the Holy Spirit alone who has power to save and mature and work miracles among men.
乃是圣灵能够拯救一个人，能够使一个人成熟，使用一个人。
Yes.Stephen was a layman who lived life to the fullest.
是的，史提坊是一个平常的信徒，但他却活出丰盛的生命来。
He was a man full of the Holy Spirit.
他是一个被圣灵充满的人。
He was a man full of wisdom.
他是一个被智慧充满的人。
He was a man full of faith.
他是一位大有信心的人。
He was a man full of grace.
他也是一位满有恩典的人。
He was a man full of power.
他也是满有能力的人。
Friends, each one of you,
亲爱的朋友
and me, we can live life as believers to the fullest as Stephen did.
你们每一个人，包括我自己，我们都能够活出像史提坊这样的丰盛的生命来。
May God grant each one of us.The ability to experience the same fullness that Stephen had today in our individual lives.
愿神祝福我们每一个人，在我们今天的生活中也能够经历史提坊这样丰盛的生命。
Amen.
Amen.